There's been a lot of debate about the issue of how bevacizumab is actually working. Initially, it was thought, to be anti-angiogenic, and then the concept of vascular normalization and potentiation
Correct.
of chemotherapy came up. What's your take about that debate, and how does it apply to ovarian?
I think that data was very interesting about preventing angiogenesis, or those papers of Jane, which showed that you actually just wind up perhaps just delivering more chemotherapy by improving the vasculature in the tumors. That data has not been deciphered out, which mechanism is important in ovarian cancer. The real question will be in ovarian cancer with bevacizumab, I think, will be, well, what if the study is positive, for example, daxocarboplatin and GEM and bevacizumab, and what if a patient ultimately, and many will still, of course, recur? Well, should you switch to a different chemotherapy and keep the bevacizumab? Will that continue to have a benefit later on? Obviously, if a patient's on bevacizumab from the time they're treated and the bevacizumab is maintained with a different chemotherapy regimens, it'll be prohibitively expensive.
Any other concerns in addition to bowel perforation in terms of bevacizumab and local problems, particularly wound healing?
I think it's actually pretty relatively well tolerated. The hypertension is manageable. Some bleeding issues, minor, but it's a relatively well-tolerated drug.